Hey everybody, this is Sophie, this is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie, it's Big Mama.
It's been a minute.
It has been a long time. Mm-hmm. We were on such a roll, but then we've just been very busy traveling.
Well, we've been very busy, and then, as always, our schedules sometimes struggle to be compatible.
Yes, yes, and then some days our schedules are compatible, and you said you want a podcast, and I'm like, meh.
My favorite was when I said, do you want a podcast? And you said, and I totally got it. Like, I said it with no judgment. And you were like, well, but I finished a devotional book yesterday, and I kind of just want today to be nothing. And I was like, That's fair. That's fair. I'm good with that.
Yeah, I'm all out of words. I have no, I used many, many, many of them.
So many words.
So many words. All the words. Mm-hmm. I know. You know, we laughed because we weren't going to call it, but we made a joke. The head editor of the publishing for the devotional, they went back and played a joke on her and told her that I really wanted to call the devotional All of the Sin. And so... so much sin.
So much sin.
Mm-hmm. And so it was all of the words for all of the sin. So, needless to say, she was a little panicked that she was like, who have I signed that wants to do a book called All of the Sin? Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. We were real tickled by it.
But it's finished.
It is finished. It hasn't been edited. So, I mean, I may get the whole thing back with nothing but red marks all the way through it, but I didn't care. At least I keep checking things off my list. Now, granted, I keep adding more things to my list, but at least I'm checking things off my list. Uh-huh. So like today I finished another big project. So I feel check accomplished.
Very good. That's very good.
I know. So tell us about, you're like, I don't know, like J-Lo or something. You've been to Africa. You've been to New York.
For sure.
I mean, that's always Sophie Hudson, Jennifer Lopez.
Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. Cause I got no rocks. That's what I would say. I got no rocks. Yes, Alex and I went to Kenya and it was such a great trip. Those trips are always hard in a way, but they're always encouraging in a way too.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm,
it was, and this one I really walked away, I think, with a lot more encouragement than I expected. I loved it. I loved being in a situation, you know, every day that we were there where we got to go to a local church and kind of see what they were doing in their communities. And it was awesome. And it was fun to be with Alex for just a stretch of time with no distractions. We loved it.
Yes. Yes.
Had fun with the people that we were traveling with. And then we came home. I felt so good about my sleeping strategy on the way home. I felt like I stayed up on the first flight. I went to sleep on the second flight.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of on American time when we landed. I went to bed at 9 that night. I felt strong that Saturday. And then Sunday I started going, you know what? I don't feel so great. And then I had the flu. So,
which is just hateful.
Yeah. So that was the next week. And so that's sort of, you know, that was a downer.
Yeah. That'll put a damper on things.
I have never seen more episodes of Property Brothers or Fixer Upper than I've never really watched Property Brothers, but I've seen it now.
Okay.
Because it's on HGTV a lot. But anyway, so I pretty much for the next week, I was sort of just laying around, and then played catch up, and then had some time with some high school friends. And then last week, David and I went to New York for our 20th anniversary was at the end of May, but that we actually went on our trip last week. So
okay.
Now we're
that's
home.
So fun. Okay. And y'all saw Dear Evan Hansen.
We saw Dear Evan Hansen because apparently I'm a person now who enjoys a Broadway musical. I don't know.
Who knew?
I don't know what to make of it. I think even on this podcast before I have said, I don't understand why we break into song, like just in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. we did see it, and it was, I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen anything better. I tried to in my head kind of rank it before, well, after the play, because we had talked about beforehand, like it was one of those things. I think it was so built up in our heads that it was kind of like, well, this could just be a massive, like, crushing
yes.
disappointment.
Yes.
And, but it was not at all. And so I think, I don't know, like, when I think about live performances, I think my favorite one ever was about 3 or 4 years ago when my friend Heather and I went to see Need to Breathe here in Birmingham, and it was like
yeah.
a small show. It was unbelievable. It felt like church.
Mm-hmm.
It was something else. And so,
yeah.
but I think this topped that. So that's strong.
Yeah. 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 That is strong. That is strong. Well,
so, anyway,
there
it was
you
great.
Go.
It was great.
Okay. Okay. All right. Did y'all eat any good, any exceptional meals?
You know what? We had some, well, okay. So we were there the week of 4th of July, which we knew was not as, like, it's not as crowded in the sense that a lot of people seem to go out of town who live there seem to go out of town that week. But we did make some reservations, but I'm going to tell you, we did not eat anything any better than the hummus we had on our last day there. It was
okay.
I know. It was at this place called Dizengoff. I'm probably not mm-hmm. saying it right. And our friends Daniel and Danielle had been there a couple of weeks before on their anniversary, and they told us to go.
Okay.
And it's in Chelsea Market, and it's just this little, like, stall kind of place, and
mm-hmm.
all they do is hummus. It was unbelievable.
That is so was it plain hummus? Was it flavored hummus?
Tell us more. They had this has turned into some sort of NPR event. They had a variety of hummus.
I enjoy a hummus.
I did.
Good hummus.
I think they had 5 or 6 different kinds. I would not even dare to try to recap them because some of them had some exotic ingredients. But
okay.
we just went with like a straight tahini hummus, and then mm-hmm. we got just a regular old hummus, and then we got the chicken one that had chicken on it, and
oh.
they were both. But the here was the key was that they made their pita bread, and it was
mm-hmm.
it was not the pita bread that we buy in the grocery store.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
in a it was like apparently cooked over a really high temperature. It was fluffy.
Mm.
Oh my word! It was so you just got like this big circle of pita bread in a brown paper sack and a bowl of hummus in a plastic bowl. And then you just
Yum.
Dipped it, and it was so good. It was so good.
Okay. That sounds really good. You know, we have started going this summer. I say we have started going. We've been twice to the Alamo Draft House, which is a movie theater by our house. But it's one of those where they serve you. You can order food while you sit there and watch
yes.
your movie.
Yes.
And I got hummus last time. I got hummus and veggies because I wasn't really that hungry. It was kind of on a Sunday. I don't remember. It was Sunday evening. We weren't going to, but it was so delicious. Like
mm-hmm.
a good hummus is just a good, it's, I mean, I get it. I'm not making fun of you for your hummus.
Oh,
I just,
so
get,
good.
Yeah, I know. I totally get it. So,
it was,
and I find it shocking that you can't find pita bread as good in a Birmingham grocery store as you can in New York. Who would have thought?
I know.
It was
delicious, and it was I don't know, like we ate at some good places.
Mm-hmm.
One day we ate at this place. We kind of went for a brunch, and it was in Chelsea, and we had walked the High Line. David said he really felt more like we ran because I realized like we had a reservation at 11:30, and we were on the end of the High Line, the very beginning, like at 11, and I was like, oh, we gotta book it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we sort of race walked down the High Line and then went to this place, and I had a delicious avocado toast with this, it had like this grainy bread. It was a gluten-free bread. And then it had, an avocado spread and two perfectly fried eggs, which that's a whole art in and of itself.
Yes.
And then it had sprouts on it. And I like, it was kind of like all my perfect things. If I had had just like a little side of sweet potatoes, I would have been good to go. And David got a different kind of toast, but it was just funny to me to watch him. He was trying so hard to be enthusiastic about his toast.
Yes, yes.
But in his perfect world, he would not be eating any kind of toast. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. No, toast isn't really... Well, you know, Perry's stomach was a little upset last night, and so I put him on the brat diet, bananas, rice, applesauce, toast. And I mean, there's nothing really sadder to a man, I think, than just a piece of toast.
Yeah, yeah. And David's toast, like, look, it had sauteed mushrooms and ricotta cheese and scrambled eggs. Like, it was all good stuff, but that's just... He said he was trying to kind of step outside his comfort zone a little bit, but he really would have rather had a hamburger.
Yeah, yeah. I get it. I get it.
Anyway, but we added up like on my, the various fitness app things, we walked something like 36 miles over the 5 days we were there. I mean, we walked a lot.
Yeah.
And really did have some good meals, but I'm telling you, nothing was better than that hummus. Nothing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, next time I go, I'm going to have to go get some hummus from the hummus place. I will. I don't know when I'm going to be back in New York, but I will go there. I will go to there.
You will go to there. Yes, ma'am.
I will. Okay. So what do y'all have the rest of the summer? Are you home now? I mean, I know you don't want to have a band of thieves break into your house, but are y'all going anywhere else or
we're going to go to the beach and for a little bit, and then that's it. And then it'll be time for school to start.
I know. When do y'all start school back? This is riveting for everybody I know. But when do y'all go back to school?
I don't even know.
Okay. Well, Gelly and I had a thing last week where we realized we start school back a week earlier than they start school back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we're both in San Antonio, but we're two different school districts. And so I looked and I was like, oh my gosh, which we get out a week earlier. But like even our Christmas break, like our Christmas break starts on like the Wednesday before Christmas. Theirs doesn't start till the Friday. We were like, God, we are not really fans of our calendars not aligning.
Well, that's the first time that's happened, isn't it?
Yeah, it's never happened like that. I mean, there's been a day here and there, but usually they're totally the same. So I don't know why, which I mean, personally, I like mine. I'm glad we're starting back because you know how August gets to the point where you're like, it's so hot. I'm over it. It's just time to be back in a routine, you know, like, so I've always said I would rather start earlier in August and then we get out in May this year, which we haven't. I know. When was the last time we never get out?
Listen, you never get out in May.
So we're out in May this year, which I love. So we don't go into June. So I'm super happy about that. But it was just weird because I would think in one city you would try to have everything start at the same time.
Well, what do we know?
What do I know? Nobody asked me about the school schedule. So
I know. This is that point of the summer where I think, well, it's like school starts tomorrow. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's once you cross over into July, it's just like a vapor the rest of it.
I agree. I always think after July 4th, it just flies by, you know, like, and I feel like in the whole scheme of things, we've had, like, when I think back to everything we've done, I'm like, well, we've already had a pretty full set of activities and we still have more stuff coming up, you know, but I guess you just know. Cause then I think in August you start thinking we've got to go get school supplies. We have like orientations to go to. We've got, you know, we've got to go get our haircuts and our dentist, you know, you got to do all that stuff. So get all your ducks in a row.
I know I'm supposed to get my hair cut and highlighted this week, but I decided last night, I think I'm going to change my appointment to closer to school because I feel like I'm going to want to go right before school starts. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I don't know. The timing of all that is tricky, but I think I'm going to change my appointment.
Well, that's so funny that you bring that up because I was just about to text my hairdresser before we got on this podcast and I need to remember, but because I don't have a hair appointment set up right now, because during the summer, but like we went to this wedding this weekend and like, I'm so gray. It makes me so sad. Like I had to spray on like some L'Oreal like root cover. Because I was like, I am so gray at my temples now. Like, and it came in so fast. But normally in the summer, I like to not mess with my hair because I'm like, it's just up and it's gross and I wash it every day. But I'm like, I figured out the timing. I think if I can go like mid-August, like if I go the week before school starts, and then I have like a speaking thing like August 17th, and I'm like, I can't show up to that speaking thing like with all my gray hair. That's terrible.
Right.
And then that would give me like another 6 weeks, and then I can go get it done again right before I start everything for my book coming out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I was like, that's my timing.
You have to think on these things.
I've committed more time to that than you would really think anybody should think about the timing of her hair. But you don't want to go waste, because it's not necessarily cheap to get it done. So it's like, I don't want to go waste it and get it done now when I'm going to be basically wearing a baseball cap for the next 3 weeks.
Right. And I don't want to go get mine done and then go be in a bunch of chlorine. Like, I don't know. I just, yes. I'm weird about that. So maybe I need to sit down with you in a calendar. We need to map that out.
I think sometimes you got to map that stuff out. I mean, like before this wedding this weekend, like Caroline and I went and got manicures and pedicures. And I was like, I had really told myself I wasn't doing any manicures this summer just because why? But now I've got one and I forgot how good it looks. So now I'm kind of wanting to keep going, but
I need one in the worst way, which I think I probably said on the last podcast and maybe even the one before that, but I still haven't gotten one.
Well, maybe it's time. Maybe it's time.
It is time. It's past time, but it's one of those things where I never seem to think of that when it's convenient. You know what I mean? I always think about that like at 8 at night. Ooh, I really need a manicure. And then I get into the day and then I don't. So
I know.
I wanted to go get one before we went to New York. And alas, I did not.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I had to time because I was going to go get a pedicure before we left on the road trip. But then I remembered that Gully's boys have big feet and they always end up stepping on your toes. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to. But then as it turns out, I guess because they're older, they've gotten control of their limbs better. And so nobody, but we did, you know, we went to that water park that had that artificial blue water.
Yes.
And so I actually felt like it was a good decision that I had not gotten a pedicure before that, because that water was that water was a little thick and weird. I know it was, but listen, Magnolia Home, let me just say, I highly recommend it.
Well, I would love to see it. I'm so curious because I see everybody's pictures when they go, and everybody's pictures pop up on Instagram, and just the landscaping and the signage and everything looks like how do you create something like that? Because I'm going to tell you, if I said I'm going to take a site, you know, next to some empty, what are those, silos?
Yes. And
it would look like Sanford and Son. You know what I mean? Like, it would not have an air of like refined garden sophistication to it.
Yes. And it's just right there, like in the middle of Waco, and you walk in, but I swear they've made some sort of deal with God or something, because as you walk through the entrance,
probably they did.
I swear it all of a sudden felt like 10 degrees cooler than it was everywhere else. Like, it was so hot. And like, you walk through the like gates and it's like just cool and nice, and they had all these like food trucks, and like kids are out there throwing the football. It's like you've just walked into like a little slice of like old-fashioned Americana. So, but it's not huge, it's not a big spot, and I would recommend to anybody that's going, ideally I think the time to go would be like on like a Wednesday during the fall. You know what I mean? Like, if you were going to plan a girls trip there, because I think the weekends are probably packed. And we were there on a day that was so hot. Like, the guy made the comment when I was getting an iced coffee from one of the food trucks. He said, there'll be like three times as many people here this Saturday. And wow. I thought, that would have totally detracted from my experience if I had. But they even have like in the store, which was bigger than I was expecting, they have all kinds of cute stuff, but they have several different checkout lines. So they keep their line short. And then they have a whole line where you can just go and get stuff shipped directly to your house.
Now, is there a line to even get inside the grounds of the thing, or is that just a free for all?
I think it's a free for all. There was not a line the day we were there. You just walk right through. And so we parked, there's like free parking right behind it. It was, so we parked there, and then, but I'm sure parking, I can't imagine with more people how chaotic it would, I mean, you know, just, it would be, I think it would be hard to find a parking spot. So anyway, but do you just walk in? So I don't know if they make you, but there was a line to the bakery, but even that, they have it where like it's shaded, there's fans blowing on you while you wait in line. So you're not like out in the blistering hot sun, and then they give you a card. And so you mark your order. So when you get up there, you just hand them your card. And then you pay, and then they call out your name when your order's ready. So it moves, they move it pretty quick.
So, but who thinks of that stuff, you know? Like, is that just blows my mind.
I know. Well, I got so tickled because, and I think this is what, and I wrote this when I blogged about it, but I can't remember the last time I was somewhere where you met so many people from out of state, where it was like, oh, I'm here from Washington. Oh, we came from Ohio. I'm like, people came from all over to come see this, which I think is fascinating. And I laughed though, because I ended up sitting next to, because there's like these picnic tables where you can go sit there again in the shade mm-hmm. once you get your food off the food truck. And so we were sitting there, and I was sitting next to this older lady who was from New Jersey. And she said, I mean, I look around at all this and I feel like a real dope. And I got real tickled. And she said, I don't even know how to bake a cupcake. And you're like, yeah, that's it. I mean, like that, you look and go, how do they know how to do all this? Like, did you have a business plan? Did you always envision this? Was this like a dream to like have these silos and this thing? And I don't know.
Because think about this, if somebody approached you tomorrow and they said, Melanie, we have looked far and wide, and we're looking for kind of a personality to be the basis for a new magazine, and we'd like for you to sort of be at the helm of that thing, you uh-huh. might say, okay, but where do you get the then what? Like, how do you know what to do next?
Yes, I've thought that with Ree's, like, mercantile store and magazine. I'm like, I think there are people that just like have that in them, because I feel like I would tell somebody, you are welcome to use my likeness, but I can contribute nothing worthwhile to this whole enterprise.
Sure. Like, how do you know you need a warehouse? And yes. These are business things that fascinate me. Like, how do you know you need a warehouse? How do you know how to organize the warehouse? How do you have people who know where to find the stuff so that you can ship it? And how do you know how to ship the stuff? Like, cause do you just take it out of the UPS store? I don't think you do. I think you have a whole system. Like, how do you know how I can't, my brain cannot conceive it. I cannot wrap my head around it.
No, I think anytime I think of myself being in any sort of business enterprise, I think that's an IRS scandal waiting to happen. That's the kind of thing where they would say, and then she found out that she owed like $85 million to the IRS, and that was the end. Like, I know myself, I can't even do the paperwork, no. Much less like figure out where you get like a welcome mat that says hello, or like signs, or have t-shirts made. I mean, like, I felt like for us to get those Chin Up America t-shirts, which, let's be honest, what did we do other than ask Mandy at Milk and Honey, like, hey, can you make these Milk and Honey, these Chin Up t-shirts?
Sure.
That was all we contributed to that whole deal. That's what I'm capable of.
Yes. Same.
That's it. I will outsource all of this. That's what I can do.
Well, I think we have whittled it down to why we'll never be moguls. Like, yeah, probably not.
HGTV is listening to this right now going, well, check them off our list.
No, they're listening to me right now going, who's she?
Who sent us this podcast? What is this?
Why are we listening to this? I don't have a lick of business sense. Not a lick.
No, me neither. But
yay for people who do, and that they can make beautiful things that we enjoy going to, and places we enjoy to we like to shop, and all those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really thought my saving grace while we were at Magnolia is because we did have the kids with us, so we were kind of limited. Because I thought this is one of those places where I would walk in and be like, "Well, I never knew that I needed to have these dry cotton stems in my house, but clearly I need 20 of them." Yes. You know what I mean? I would have come home with stuff that I would have gotten home and been like, now why did I buy this? So I thought it kind of worked out that the kids were with us and they were just ready to get to the water park.
Now, do you still regret the leather purse you didn't buy?
I'm still thinking about it. Yes, I'm still thinking about it. And so I think that I'm going to end up with it before it's all said and done.
I think if you're still thinking about that purse, it's probably supposed to be yours.
That's kind of how I feel, but
at least I believe that's what scripture tells us. I think there's a passage
somewhere, if you're still thinking about it,
in Proverbs that says, if you continue to think of the purse,
yes, of the leather goods,
only a fool would let it go. I think that's what it says.
That I do think that's what it says. But here's what I think. I am going to drop a lot of hints about that because my birthday's in August.
Okay.
So I'm going to drop a lot of hints, by which I mean I'm going to open up Perry's computer to that page and put a post-it that says I would like this for my birthday. And that still doesn't mean that he'll order it. Right, so if I don't have it by my birthday, I'll order it for myself is what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. And then and then I will get it. But I feel like fall is a good time. That's transition. That's like getting my hair done. It's the timing, because summer, I don't really care, because it's like a pool bag, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm just throwing stuff in a bag, and there's a good chance that I'm going to spill a whole bottle of water down in the bottom of it or whatever. But I feel like fall, I'm going to be my best hair and handbag self.
And your best, you'll be your best sweater self and your best jean self as well.
Yes, yes. But that really won't happen till like December.
Right.
But the bag, I think I can, but I am thinking about it because it was so cute. So, so I think that's what I'm going to do. But I've also found, speaking of birthday wishes.
Oh, yes.
And I'm not really wishing for this. Okay. So have I told you about the Opal ice machine? Have you seen this?
Okay. Let me tell you about this. So when I went to speak at I did the retreat for Carriage Lane Presbyterian Church, which is in Peachtree City. And they were at a state park outside of, I don't even know, it's by Callaway Gardens back in, I think this is January or February.
Okay, yes.
So they had a lady who was named Sarah, who was the person who looked out for me over the course of the weekend, just to see, like, you know, do you need water? Do you need it? Whatever.
Yes.
And kind of let me know where I was supposed to be and when I was supposed to be there. And we really bonded over ice that weekend because her husband had, I can't remember how long ago it was, but he bought her a refurbished commercial grade ice machine. And they kept it in their garage for a long time, and now it fits in her laundry room. And she had come to the retreat with a cooler full of ice from her. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. She had come to the retreat with a cooler full of ice from her personal ice machine, and she brought me a bag of it, which, if that does not bond you to a person for life, I don't really know what would. So I had a lot of questions about her ice machine, and she'd gotten it here in Birmingham, and there was a lot I wanted to know about it. So I came home talking to David about it. But she also told me that weekend that her daughter has one of the Opal ice machines.
Oh, okay.
She said it's great. She said that the only thing is, once you make it, like, you know, if you leave it, you know, if it sits for too long, it's going to get a little watery in the bottom. It's not quite the same thing as having a commercial grade machine, but it will, it'll get the job done. So I mentioned that to David as well, like that I think I would really like one of those Opal machines.
Yeah, because they're like $400, I think. Which, I mean, can you put a price on good ice? I think not.
I think not.
Mm-hmm. I think that's also in the Bible.
yes.
Somewhere about the leather goods. But anyway, the Opal ice machine, because I was looking. So, but it can fit on your countertop. And then you've just got that good ice, like, right there. Right and there. I feel like I would, most importantly, I feel like I would drink so much more water if I could pour it over that good crushed ice.
Well, sure. Yes. Uh-huh.
So it would almost be like a health benefit.
Sure. You would serve your family more efficiently and effectively if you had that ice machine.
I know. But the problem is that I am really the only one in my family. You're not even going to believe this. But like, Perry doesn't put ice in his drinks.
I don't understand.
I know. Very rarely. But we have out of our fridge, you can get cold water. So if he comes in and gets water, he just gets that cold water. But he doesn't really like ice. And he doesn't drink any kind of soft drink. He doesn't drink anything except water and then like coffee and then sometimes like wine or a beer at night. But he doesn't use ice. I know. And Caroline is kind of the same because all she really likes is bottled water. And so she doesn't, she just drinks it cold out of the fridge and she doesn't use ice. So the problem is I'm on an island.
Yes. And
so nobody else sees the benefit of the commercial ice machine.
Well,
I know. I mean, there's really no.
Can we pray about this?
Yes, I think it needs to go on a list of things to, because I'm like, it would just be so lovely to have that, you know. And I do think Perry could use it like when he fills up a cooler to take somewhere, you know, like when he is leaving to go fishing or something and is taking a cooler of stuff.
But does it make that much?
Well, I mean, he could use it to fill up the bottom of the cooler.
it could be a covering on top of the bigger ice pieces.
It could be a light sprinkling.
Yes.
After because I have noticed he's been going on a lot of fishing trips lately, and I get real tickled because he stays in like a little, you know, he'll stay in like a Best Western or something like when he goes. But I've noticed that he packs his own. He packs like a little thermos of milk and some cereal to take with him so he can eat his breakfast in the hotel the next morning before, because he gets up and leaves to go fishing before they serve the continental breakfast.
But think how cold his milk would be
with that crushed ice.
With some of that opal ice around it. It would really, it would improve the quality of his fishing trips, I think.
It would. Be a game changer for sure. Mm-hmm. It would be a game changer. So anyway, I don't know. I've been seeing.
Have you mentioned that to Perry at all? Have you run that by him?
No, I haven't even. Mm-hmm. I gotta choose my battles one at a time,
yes,
and
ma'am.
That one hasn't been. And really, we have been. I've left. This has been our summer to be apart so much because I feel like we just between him leaving to go fishing for different stuff and then Caroline and I, like we were in Nashville and then we got home and then the two of them left to go fishing in Louisiana. I feel like we've seen each other like 3 hours all summer. You know what I mean? Like
now, weren't y'all going to do a family fishing trip? Are y'all still doing that?
We are. And that's in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
We're going, oh yeah, you'll be hearing about that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're doing that. It was supposed to be in June, but it got postponed for some reason. I don't know, something to do with the tides or something. So it got postponed. So we're doing that in a couple of weeks. So we'll be doing that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This is our week of nothing, which I'm super excited because I can't think of like one full week that we've all had home just to kind of be somewhat normal all summer. So that's this week.
I kind of feel that way too. I mean, even... We've had a lot of stuff going on, and David and Alex did a little like father son trip. They went up to like Gunnersville and did like a kind of a just a little weekend and ziplined and that kind mm-hmm. of hiked and that kind of stuff. And so I don't feel like we've had a solid week at home without somebody leaving or coming back or whatever, except for the week that I had the flu, which that's sort of a wash. So
yeah, and don't get much done the week you have the flu.
No, you don't. So anyway.
I know.
Well, I can't wait to hear about your fishing trip.
Yeah, I know. But you know, supposedly I'm only going fishing one day unless I have so much fun that I want to go fishing a second day.
I feel like probably one day's adequate.
I'm feeling pretty good about one day being enough because that's like a 5 a.m. wake up call and then spending a lot of time on the water. And then my option the next day is I can either stay back at the pool and have people bring me drinks with umbrellas in them while I lay there and read a book, or I can go out fishing again.
Right. Which makes me think that you will probably opt for the pool.
That I feel like if you've been listening here for any amount of time, it's a safe bet.
Didn't you get sick the last time you went deep sea fishing?
Yeah, but we're not going. This is not deep sea. I'll never get on a boat that's going out into the ocean for any reason. Okay. Don't tell me about a Disney cruise. Don't tell me about an Alaskan cruise. Right. I don't want to hear about it.
Right.
I don't want to be on a boat in any kind of body of water ever unless it's shallow and I can see land.
Okay.
That's my, I don't want to deal with waves. I laughed because a friend of mine just got back from a Disney cruise and she was like, it turns out we're not cruise people. And I'm like, you know, I could have told you that before you went. That doesn't surprise me in the least that you did not like being stuck on a boat with 4,000 people in two small pools. I mean, mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. That sounds terrible to me. I mean, like that sounds like hell to me. Could be like, welcome to your cruise ship. That no, ma'am. No, ma'am. So, I don't know.
But do you have any feelings about it is what I want to ask you.
I feel like going on a cruise is like what Perry says about vacation in New Mexico. It's all fine and good until things go wrong. And when they go wrong, they're going real wrong. I mean, like, things taking a nosedive that you're not going to remember. That's like, remember that Carnival cruise where those people got stuck and they had to eat those, like, bags of pickles and onions?
Listen, all I remember is... bags of pickles.
That's all that was left because they were in the middle of the ocean and it caught on fire or something. It was terrible. It was in the news a bunch of years ago.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
And they said all they had left were like, I don't know why they had bags of pickles and onions, but I'm like, no, ma'am, that is all I need to hear. I mean, so that cruise isn't happening. Don't offer me a free cruise. I'm not going.
Yes. I don't feel like you would be your best self on a cruise.
Now the cruise channel and the HGTV channel are checking me off their list.
Somebody just took a marker, just went all the way through your name.
Here. Yep. Done. No.
Oh gosh.
I know. So would you go on a cruise? You wouldn't go on a cruise.
No, I would not.
Yeah. Mm-mm. No, that sounds terrible to me.
You know what? I don't want to go. I mean, I've been on a cruise. I went with my parents one time when I was maybe 22 or something. I was in grad school. I remember that. But No, I don't have any. I don't want to go on a cruise. I don't want to be confined like that. Like, I
Oh.
like options when I'm traveling. I just, I don't. And I'm going to say this. I feel like airline travel has become such a hassle.
Yes.
And to me, being on a cruise ship just feels like being on a, it's just like you're on a bigger plane. You know what I mean? Like you're all just wedged into your little. And I know some people love a cruise because everything is decided for you, but I
Yes.
like to decide. I like to decide things. I like to like kind of wake up and go, okay, well, what could today be? As opposed to like, well, today we're in the middle of the ocean,
Yes,
so you've got to go down the water slide into the little pool. So I don't know.
No. I get it. I mean, I know there are people who like them and people will say, but whatever. But I laughed because my friend who just got back, her comment was, she said, she said, we could go out. She said, our room even had a little balcony where we could look out. She said, and I just thought on day three, it's a wonder more people don't jump. And I was,
Bless her. Not for her.
it wasn't her thing. Not her thing. So, but she did say that on the, there was one day where I guess they docked on an island and they were feeding them barbecue. Like it was,
Oh.
barbecue, and she said that I can't get this image out of my mind, but that they were sitting there and that a seagull came along and picked up a spare rib off of one woman's plate and went flying off with it, and it hit my friend in the face, the spare rib and the seagull, and she said she got clocked with something and it hurt because it was a rib, and she said then she just had barbecue sauce all down the front of her shirt, and you think that is painful. I
That's
mean,
a
what are the odds?
yeah, that's a glamorous.
I mean, and she said, I just kept thinking I got hit with somebody's used spare rib in my face.
Oh.
I mean, that would do you in. That would do you in.
I'm
So.
gonna go back to four words. Barbecue on the beach.
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am. I do not want your pork products
On the beach
on the beach. No, ma'am.
with seagulls flying around.
Don't. I
Oh.
don't want your. I don't. I don't.
Well,
No.
your cruise ship, we'll have barbecue on the beach. Is this hell or am I on a cruise?
Oh gosh.
Oh,
It makes
good.
me have, when I looked at the pictures of y'all doing your little barbecue food crawl, and I said I feel like you have some strong feeling about meat right now.
No, I
I
can't. I can't. I haven't had barbecue since. I mean, like, I really, and part of it is because we've been back home. I will say, in all fairness, I love the barbecue station, which is our barbecue place here, and they're closed down for 2 weeks right now for summer vacation. But even so, it's been good for me to have a break from barbecued meats. So.
Yes.
Jackson did say, I mean, I will laugh because we did that. That was day two of the road trip that we did that. And he ate, I mean, he's a 15-year-old boy and he's 6'2". And so he ate a tremendous amount of like something called shoulder clod, which is supposedly like a leaner brisket, but I feel like it has a branding problem. Like, don't call it shoulder
Yeah,
clod,
I feel
you know?
like the branding problem is the word clod. I feel like
Yes,
that's a
that, I don't want anything called clod. Like, call it lean shoulder brisket or something. But we ordered, it was so much meat. And Jackson, like by day three, he goes, I still just haven't felt right since I ate all that barbecue. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. Cause it was a lot. And like two of the places, they don't give you forks. So you're just supposed to use your fingers. And I don't want to tear meat. I am not a caveman. I don't want to tear meat up, greasy meat with my fingers. I was not a fan. So, but the kids, listen, they loved it. They got a shirt at all the different barbecue places. So it was, it was fine, but that was not for me. That was not for me. But that's kind of how this whole road trip, I mean, the kids loved it. They've all agreed it was our best one ever, which I think some of it's their age. So I think they were able to really appreciate, and they also wanted to do random. So I felt like, I told you this before, but at that water park we went to, where everybody like floated the river with their, packs of smokes with them and like their six pack of beer, like on their cooler. And Gully walked by and heard two girls, and one was saying, what'd she say? She said, I heard you. You called me a beep. beep. And the girl was like, I didn't call you a boop. I called you a beepity beep, beep, beep. And we were like, oh, so maybe necessarily a family friendly water park, in spite of all the no cussing signs. They did not abide by the no cussing rule, the water park.
But they had the slides, and that was all the kids needed. They had those slides.
The slides were great. The kids want to go back next year. And even better, somebody emailed me to tell me about a place. Megan from Houston, who I know, she emailed me to tell me that maybe next year we want to go to another backyard water park that's in Conroe, Texas, if we want to try something new. And it's called Chadillax. And it's in a guy named Chad's backyard.
This is all at some point going to turn into the novel that Flannery O'Connor could have written. Like, at some point, we're going.
Chadillax, backyard water park. You know what I bet they don't have there? Hummus and pita bread.
I bet not. Probably not. But you know what they will have there? Some stories, my friend.
Oh, for sure.
Really good stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I told Gully, I said, part of me feels like we almost have to go just to see Chadillax. So I don't know. That may be on our list for next summer. What I'd really like to do is go back to, and I talk about it in my book, but Lake Tejas, which was like a little like lake water park place that I used to go when we'd go to my grandparents' lake house when I was little. I would kind of like to go back to Lake Tejas to see. I bet it's not as great as I remember it being.
You know, it's probably not, but the memories would still be really sweet.
That's what I think. And the high dive, and they had a slide. I don't know. So anyway, but it's a long way away. So I don't know that we'll do that.
Is that the place where you would jump off the pier that was way up high?
Yes.
Or was that the diving board that was way up high? Yeah. Was way up high?
Yep. Way up high. And then because the local school district, so it's in Combsneal, Texas, and the school at Combsneal ISD owns it.
Oh.
And so, yeah, so it's like kind of their, I guess, their like community pool. But you could get a tube and just float in your tube. And then it had a high dive and it had like a little slide. And most importantly, you could get Frito pie that were in the Frito bags.
Well,
I know. I don't know if they still have that or not. So, but we may road trip there next summer and see.
That would be fun.
Yeah, I think it'd be kind of fun. I don't know. We'll see. So we've got a year to plan. So we'll see. But the kids liked going back. They liked going back to the old school thing of doing random stuff. So that's it.
Golly, y'all have been on at this point. How many have y'all done? How many road trips have y'all done?
I think 11. I think this was our 11th year.
That's crazy.
I know. We've done it since the kids were all in their little car seats. So, and now next year Jackson can drive us. He'll have a driver's license.
Oh my word.
I know. But they still have so much fun. Like, it really worked out. Like, I, you know, you worry, but like they, when you get them away, it was like they had fun. So, I mean, of course, you know, they've still got their phones and all their stuff, but they still had a good time.
The phones, my word, the phones.
I know. It's a whole thing. So what else? So have you been cooking anything for dinner?
No, I have not been cooking. I'm going to try this week to do better. But I mean, I've cooked a little bit here and there, but I have more than anything, I've just made a lot of salads. Like, hey, here's some lettuce that I've put in a bowl, and I'm going to chop up some tomatoes and some broccoli and something. And I may or may not cook some chicken. I don't really know. And, you know, mm-hmm. just kind of go with it. I don't know what to cook anymore. I don't know what to cook. So, mm-hmm. I just kind of wing it every night. So I'm going to try to this week to do better. Like, Alex just asked me a little bit ago before we started this, if I would make those cowboy sandwiches, this Ree's recipe, you know, those are good. Yeah. He loves those. And so I'm going to get the stuff to make those one night. And I just forget about what did I always cook for so long? I don't know.
Yes, I know. Well, and I think that's the problem is when you get out of the habit, then you get out of that groove, you know? And I feel like I haven't gotten any good. Like, I'm going to try to cook tonight too, but I was like, I don't want to have to go to the store. So what do we have? So I'm kind of piecemealing it tonight, but, I'm same. And then it's hot and you don't want to spend time in the kitchen. And I feel like summer, everything needs to be cooler, but I hate a salad really. And so I don't want to just do salad stuff. So I don't know. It's hard in the summer. So I haven't even done any pulled pork. We have not squeezed some lime on it all summer.
That is shocking.
I know. I mean, that's how busy we've been. So I feel like when we have been home, we end up picking up something. So we've been not great eaters this summer. So I'm going to try to cook more this week, because then next week, Caroline and I are gone again. So,
well, David and I, you know, we were trying to eat healthier really the whole first part of the year. And so I was doing a lot of salads, or just a lot of chicken. And, you know, and so I think I'm just going to try to get back in the thing. If I'll cook some chicken, and then I'll mm-hmm. cook a couple of vegetables, and we'll just call it a day. Like,
yeah,
you know, if we've got some corn tortillas, all the better. You can, whatever I cook, you can put in there. I don't know.
Yeah. Squeeze some lime on it and mm-hmm. call it good. Yeah. I'm trying to think. We've seen, okay, so movie, let's, entertainment wise.
Okay.
What have you seen? What, any movies this summer?
So, David and I went to see Baby Driver.
Oh, how was that?
You know, it was good. It's not my kind of movie at all. And the language is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But it was entertaining. I mean, like, it was entertaining. What they did with the music and stuff was entertaining. I took Alex and our friend Sam to see Despicable Me 3.
Yes, we went and saw that.
Which was the third installment of a major yes. movie franchise. Yes. And I think that's all I've seen. I think those are the only two I've seen. Yeah, because David and Alex went to see Spider-Man Sunday afternoon, but I opted to sleep. Or that was yes. Saturday afternoon, but I opted to sleep.
Did they like Spider-Man?
They did. They loved it.
Okay. I've heard it's really good. I think that's going to be our next. We've kind of been doing these family movie nights. I think that'll be our next one.
So they thought it was great. And then I think, I mean, that's really kind of been it. And I haven't watched anything. I don't feel like I've watched any shows.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know what I've been doing.
I know. Well, I'm trying to think. We've seen, so I saw Wonder Woman.
Which I still would like to see and have not seen.
It was really good. Like, I thought it was really good. I mean, for what it is. I mean, it's an action superhero movie, which is not necessarily my thing, but I loved it. And the Wonder Woman in it is incredible. She's stunningly gorgeous, and she did a great job. So that was, we saw that. We've seen Guardians of the Galaxy 2, which I know had been out forever, but we finally saw that and I loved it. And then
Alex loved that too.
Despicable Me 3. We went and saw that and we all agreed it was Despicable Me 3, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, it was cute. But it was one of those where I thought, oh, I think I'm done with cartoon kid movies.
Yeah. I honestly, like, I kind of sort of nodded off in the middle of that mm-hmm. one and then sort of yeah. snapped back to attention.
Yeah, I was kind of same. And then Caroline and I watched on, which she had seen at the theater, but I'd never seen. We watched the Beauty and the Beast, the live one or the real one with Emma Watson.
Oh, I have not seen that.
It was really good. I thought it was really, really cute. I liked it. I mean, I wasn't a huge, I know there are people that just love Beauty and the Beast, and it was not my favorite of the Disney movies to begin with, but I thought it was cute. I did not like it as much as I thought Maleficent was so good. That's probably been my favorite of like the live mm-hmm. real Disney type movies, but it was cute and Emma Watson did a great job. And then I just finished watching, I finished watching all 9 seasons of The Office all over again.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. It felt like a real accomplishment, but I had never seen the last 2 seasons, or I'd seen them in bits and pieces. So I really liked it. Like I was like, I feel like I almost enjoyed it more the second time around than I did the first time I watched it. Like I just cried during the finale. It was so good.
I hadn't seen it in forever, but.
It was so good. It just hit me it's funny because I watched it and then last night I was like, okay, I need to start something new because as you know, I'm signing all these copies, like yes. pre-order copies of the book. So I sit every night and just sign my name over and over and over and over again. And so I was like, I need a new show. So I hadn't watched the new season of The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yes.
And I put it on and I watched like the first one and I was like, eh. Like, I don't know. Because I think The Office is like Parks and Rec in that it has that good combination of it's comedy, but it also has heart.
Right. Yeah. You kind of, the characters are endearing in their little yes. ways.
Yes. And when I put on Kimmy Schmidt last night and I was like, maybe I just need to be in a different mood. But I was like, well, this just feels silly to me. Like, it's funny. I appreciate that it's funny, but it did not grab me.
You know, we've got, again, we know the language is horrible, but has Last Chance You, has the new season of that come out yet?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm looking on Netflix right now because I just thought about that.
Oh, that is, yeah. That's, I was like, I really wish the new season of The Crown or something would come out. Because see, like now I feel like I'm more in the mood for like a drama, you know?
Oh, wait, I've got to sign into my Netflix. Apparently, it's been a minute since I was...
Since you've been on Netflix.
Since I've been on it on my computer. Well, I usually watch it on my iPad. I don't know what my password is. Hold on.
I thought I may go back to just having to watch, like, Friday Night Lights or something. I may have to go back to just a good old standby.
That's the old faithful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because it needs to be something that I don't have to totally concentrate on. Well, and you know what I haven't downloaded yet, too, is the season 3 of Schitt's Creek. So I could always do that, too.
I was at lunch with some friends one day and ran into some other friends of mine. And my friend Lee said to tell you that you had totally gotten her hooked on that show.
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so glad to hear that. Okay, I'm looking on Netflix. It does not. Oh, whoa. Whoa. It does not look like Last Chance U is second season.
It's okay, available. I'm going to Google it. So, because we need to settle this. Season 2.
Yeah, we need to know.
Okay, let's see. July 21st. So not, it's not fall.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so that gives us something to look forward to. That's just a week away, really.
There's something else that's got another season coming out soon, and I can't think of what it is. Is it The Crown?
I think The Crown, but I think it's not until fall, maybe.
Okay.
But it is coming up. And then I've got some books to read, but I have not. I finally finished Coming Home by Rosamund Pilcher. And it was a very good story, like everybody said, but it was so long, and that it was, the print was so tiny, and that book was so tedious to hold open, but it was good. It was just really long. So it got me out of my reading. Like, it's almost like it took so long to finish that I'm like, now I can't pick up another book.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've got some waiting for me, but I just haven't been able to do it. So
I feel like I've been reading a lot, but I feel like I don't know that I can recommend. I mean, even though I've enjoyed them, I don't know that I can recommend them, but,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I've read a lot lately. Maybe that's why I haven't been watching anything on television, but big fun in the summertime. Alrighty. Well, we hope we have not bored y'all to tears today, but listen,
all our catching up.
Yeah. But it was important to get back on the horse. I feel like
that's exactly right. Well, and I think in a couple of weeks we may have a really fun podcast guest.
Oh, that's so true.
I know. That's like next week. Isn't that next week?
Well, I can't think. I don't know what day it is, but it's next week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have a very special podcast situation coming up that Melanie actually, you texted me, I think, when I was in Kenya, didn't you?
Yes, I did, to say alert, alert.
Say alert. And I was sitting at the table with some people and sort of gasped, like, oh. And I keep forgetting to tell my sister. I've got to tell my sister.
Oh, your sister will be so excited.
I'm going to call her as soon as we hang up on this and tell her about it. I keep forgetting to tell my sister.
Yeah, so, she's one of the people that would really understand it the most.
Yeah, she would. Mm-hmm. So I'm super excited about it. And we're going to have to be more organized for that than we were for this.
Yeah, no, come on. What are you saying? You don't think that they want to talk about cruise ships with us? Yeah.
Let me tell y'all about the time I went to the Sephora in the Flatiron District of New York and got some new CC cream.
Yeah, it was fascinating.
It was fascinating.
Oh, God. Okay, so stay tuned for that. We'll be filling you in on details of that as soon as it happens.
Oh, that just made me a little nervous.
I know. I'm a little nervous about it. I'll be okay.
Okay, your book comes out October 3rd?
Mine's not until October 3rd, but your devotional's coming out, what, August 1st?
Yes, but I wanted to cement the October 3rd thing because, you know, it's my birthday, which I feel is like kismet. Even though one really has nothing to do with the other, it just makes me happy.
Happy birthday to you. You and my book, same day. So, yeah, October 3rd. So you've got your devotional August 1st. I've got a book coming out October 3rd. So that's exciting. We've got a busy couple of months ahead of us.
I know. I've got to finish some blog posty stuff for the new book in the next day or so. So
yeah,
I got to get after going it. On that.
I know. When you've been doing your Insta stories about it too.
Listen, I am not made for the Insta story. No Southern woman is made for the Insta story. We have too many words. That's too short a time period. Like I can say the word refrigerator and it takes longer than you get in the Insta story. Like, I don't know. But yeah. Here's what I do. Here's what I've discovered I do like about the Insta story. And I told you this. people respond to those things the way they used to respond to blog posts. So you get a lot more interaction. Like you get a lot more, you know, when people send you a message or whatever. And you can just say the words and you don't have to type them.
Yes. Yes.
You just say the words.
So I get that. I think I don't get, like, when do you decide to do a Insta story versus just an Instagram post? That's what I don't really, I mean, I guess because you can say the words, but you could also just do a video that you put on your Instagram.
Right. But those can only be, I think, a certain length. And then I don't think you can post more than one at a time.
So gotcha.
I think if you've got like a 30-second something you want to say, then and it's just one 30-second thing, that makes sense. I don't know. I finally one day, and like, I feel like there are more, I have more Insta stories now than I have Instagram posts in my feed. Like, I started one morning, I don't know when it was, I was going through Insta stories, and I thought, well, I could sit here for 45 minutes and still not run out of Insta stories to look at.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's just a lot of them.
There are a lot of them. And I don't know. I think I've got so scared. Like, I was, even Saturday night, we were at that wedding and I was going to do an Insta story, but I'm always so afraid I'm about to put it on like live. Like, I'm about to do something. It feels like I don't really totally know what I'm doing.
I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't know. People put words on there and things, and I sound like I'm 109, but like, I don't know.
So, I know. Yeah. That was, yeah, I can't even. Well, it was funny because Gully was telling me the other day, she was like, I think maybe you need to do like Snapchat. And she said, which I have a Snapchat account. She's like, but maybe that, what I was like, I can't, I've learned to work all the social media that I can right now. Like I'm tapped out, like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. That's all I can do. And the blog, the rest of it, I can't, I don't want to get a Tumblr. I can't Snapchat. I can't, I'm done. I don't want to figure any more of it out. If people can't find me on those things, then they don't care to find me and they don't want to see me on Snapchat.
I have no interest in Snapchat at all.
I don't, it's another one that I don't understand. So
I have no interest. It's too many selfies. It's too many selfies.
It is. So, but listen, that could be, that's the theme for the world right now.
Yes.
Too many selfies. Too much. It's all too much.
This is the last thing I'm going to say. Here's what was fascinating to me when we were in New York, and I kept talking about this when we got home. The number of people who have their phones on selfie sticks, or even, they almost look like tripods, like they were shorter selfie sticks.
Oh,
walking through the streets, but not necessarily filming what they were seeing. They were filming themselves as they walked through the streets. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does.
Like for that time when I was at the Justin Bieber concert and the girls were filming themselves singing to his songs. There were people who were walking through the streets, filming themselves walking through the streets. I'm like, okay. So, all right.
Yeah,
I'm going to file that away and think on that a little bit.
Yeah, we're all going to be a Kardashian. That's what we're going to do. And look how well that's turned out.
Oh, mercy.
I know. So. Well, what are you going to do? All right. Well, you know where I won't be filming myself? On a cruise ship.
A cruise ship? Eating barbecue on a beach.
Nope. None of those.
Not doing that. All right.
Nope. All right. Well, I'm so glad we got back on the podcast horse.
I am too. I am too. Thank y'all for sticking with us as we rambled through an assortment of topics.
Yes, and we'll see. We'll be back next week.
We'll be back next week with a brand new one.
That's right. All right. Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye.
Like we could go on for forever this way.